What's happening, my beautiful people? You're now tuned into the Big and Bright Podcast. Big and Bright at your service, ladies and gentlemen. Got my man D. Goodwin in the building. What's happening, baby boy?
What's going on? What's going on? Glad to be here once again. We about to shut it down again.
Facts. Folks, we got a hell of a sports weekend, man. Hey, shout out to the Golden State Warriors last night after they took care of business, man, and handled the Dallas Mavericks heading to their sixth NBA Finals in 8 years. What a hell of an accomplishment.
Man, that's crazy.
Hell of an accomplishment.
Talk about a dynasty, right?
Dynasty, true dynasty.
And then a little break, and now, you know, they on the verge of possibly making another run. That man is crazy.
Yeah, man. You know, and the funny thing about it, I told them, I said, look, Golden State going to be back. You know, when everybody wanted to clown them last year, they wanted to say, oh, they not this, they not that. Golden State is done. They washed. Steph Curry washed. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, well, there you have it.
They had fun. They had fun with Draymond. You know what I mean? Talking about his triple single or whatever.
Exactly. His quad single.
Talking about, you know, Clay, and, you know, he'll never be what he was. And I mean, they just reloaded, man. Yo, you know what I mean?
Clay and was,
It's not even just Clay and Steph and Dre. They done reloaded to where you got to worry about Jordan Poole and Kuminga and Wiggins from time to time. I mean, you know. What more can I say, man? It's like a machine, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. A finely ran and a finely oiled machine. Straight like that. So, you know, Steph, they came out with a new thing last night, which was Steph Curry winning the the Irving Magic Johnson MVP award for the Western Conference Finals. I see people giving a lot of backlash on that. And I'm like, yo, why? Why all the hate for Steph? He earned that.
He earned it, but that's the only thing that people can go to Steph and complain to him about, right? He didn't win an MVP in the NBA Finals. That's what they always say. Because he's got two regular season MVPs back to back.
Facts.
He was a unanimous, if I'm correct, right?
Facts.
I think he was a unanimous vote one time.
Facts.
So, you know, he has all these accolades. He has the championships. And the one thing that you could put on Steph is say, well, he didn't win an MVP in the finals. Or he plays a little bit below himself in playoffs. You know, so that's what they want to do. They want to keep that narrative going, man. It's the national media, bro. You know how that works.
Facts, you know what I'm saying? And the crazy thing about that is, but see, this is why that this makes this NBA Finals appearance, and it makes it so pivotal for Steph Curry right now, because this is legacy. He got robbed out of one NBA Finals MVP, which was the second one that they gave to Kevin Durant. That should have, my personal opinion, that should have been given to Steph Curry. But, you know, I mean, they gave it to Kevin Durant. It was a toss-up at that point in time between the two players. The first Finals MVP, deservedly so, was won by Kevin Durant. That second one, I think, should have been Steph Curry's. However, and the first one that they gave to Andre Iguodala should have been
given
to Steph Curry as well.
That's the one. That should have been Steph's. And the other one that you were talking about with KD, like you said, it was a toss-up. I'm not mad that KD won it.
Right.
I think he was deserving of it.
Right.
Steph would have been deserving of it if he won it as well.
Right.
So, you know, it was a toss-up. But that one with Iguodala, man.
Yeah, dog. I couldn't understand that one. Like, damn, y'all don't like Steph that much? Like,
they want to keep the dude down, man. Shout out to Golden State, though. Because, to be honest with you, I think I took the Mavericks in this one. I said that I thought the Mavericks were going to be able to give them a little bit more of a fight. And they didn't, man. They went out there and they handled their business. I mean, now they're sitting in the catbird seat, getting a little bit of rest. And, you know, they rolling, man. They rolling right now.
Facts. And, game six is tonight between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. Dan, me personally, I think that the NBA is going to get their seventh game on Sunday, primetime, 3:30 p.m. No matter what happens, regardless of what people may think. Folks, if you listen to this before the game comes on tonight, do not put your money on the Boston Celtics, because the NBA will have a game seven. They're going to have a game seven. That's the big money right there. There's nothing on TV. It's marquee. they're going to get their game seven. That's just what it's going to be.
And as of right now, can they turn around? They can't turn around and start the finals on Sunday.
They can't.
So that Sunday would just be a blank.
It would exactly.
Be, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, will things kind of go the way for the Heat tonight? Yeah, I think so, probably.
I think so as well. It looks like the Heat are at full strength. They're going to have everybody at their disposal tonight in the roster. You got baby mama starting. I know, man. I'm a fool, dog. Yeah, I can't help it, man. Straight up.
And man, people still talking about that on Twitter, man.
Oh, man. Look, I put a tweet out about Kyle Lowry. And I said, Kyle Lowry legit looks like somebody's baby mama. He's built like somebody's baby mama in their
30s.
Right. In their upper 30s. Straight up. That's how he's built. You know, he's a doughy individual. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say it, but there's nothing manly about him the way he's built. You know what I'm saying? He's built like a female. He's built like a woman. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, got the big Arsenio Hall booty and shit. You know what I'm saying?
He's the high booty.
The high booty. You know what I'm saying?
Wallet out over his shoulder.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like you built like a woman. He just built like somebody's mom. The only thing is, you know, he looks like a dyke. Excuse my language, but... That's what, he looks like somebody's gay aunt. I'm being serious, man. Just keeping it real. That's what my man looked like, straight up. So that's just how he looks to me. You know what I'm saying? That's just how he looks to me. That's just what it is. I mean, he's built awkward. Like if you seen him walking on the street, you wouldn't take him for an NBA player at all. You know what I'm saying? Like. Just take a look at him tonight when he walk up and down the court. My thing is, what is it that Kyle Lowry does well that keeps him in the NBA?
Yeah, man. I mean, Kyle Lowry, he was good back in the day.
Right.
You know, when he was with Houston, he was all right. When he went to Toronto, he played really well. He was a good point guard there, made a couple All-Star games. But he's never been that guy.
Right.
And as you get older in the NBA, if you're not taller... If you don't have, I mean, he's, you know, any little bit of athleticism that you lose with age, it's exemplary. I mean, it's magnified in the NBA.
Facts.
Because that little layup that you could get off, you can't get off anymore. That, you know what I mean? That quick jumper that you can get off, you can't get that off anymore. Now you're shooting further and further away from the basket because you can't get your shot off. You know what I mean? Things like that. So, you know, his window is closed on him being kind of a really good player in the NFL. I mean, in the NBA, I should say. And what I'm saying is going forward, because didn't they sign him to a longer, what was it?
Yes, they did. Yep.
I mean, that's looking bad, bro. You know what I mean? That's not looking good for the Heat. The Heat got to win now.
And the crazy thing about that is, too, the fact that, you know, you have the Miami Heat, and you look at it from this standpoint, right, where they are, they say that the Miami Heat has every player on a strict diet, except they can't have him on one. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. You know, they say you got to weigh in every day and you have to be under a strict diet. And I can see that for all their players except for him.
Well, I mean, okay, let's give him a pass, though. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Right,
here,
right.
He's been injured, so, you know, he probably can't get his cardio in the way you want. You know what I mean? So if you're sitting on the sidelines, you're really not doing that much running.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So maybe he picked up a couple of pounds. You know what I mean? And it was in all the wrong places.
Right. The ass. Straight up. Hey, I'm sorry. I would feel some type of way as a man having a big ass. You know what I'm saying? Like... Nah, B. Nah. That's for the bitches, not for me.
And hips.
Hips, ass. Like, bruh, what is up with this dude, man?
Man, get off Kyle Lowry, man.
All right, I'm going to get off of him, man.
Let him live, man. Let that man be great.
So
he got a couple more games.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But we both take the Heat tonight to win, push it to a game seven. Who you think would be the better matchup against Golden State coming out of the East between the Celtics and the Heat?
Well, That's a good question, man. And I think the Heat would be good, but they don't have the bodies to run with them guys. And Boston would be the better matchup defensively because they can do so much defensively. They can lock down the paint. They have some inside presence with Rob Williams and with Al Horford. You got some guys that can defend the basket that will foul you if need be as well. They're not going to let you just run down the middle of the hole, you know what I mean? Draymond likes to do that. And then they're also so long on the perimeter. They got defenders on the perimeter too. Like Marcus Smart is a really good defender, bro, on the perimeter. And then you got Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, both of them Jason Tatum, he's about 6'9 now, bro. He grew since he came into the league. He was about 6'7 when he came in. He's about 6'9 now. If he stands next to, like, you can really tell how tall he is when he stands next to, like, KD.
Right.
KD's a 7-footer, bro.
Yeah.
And he's right there with him. He's about 6'10, I would say.
Yeah.
I would say 6'10. I would venture to say 6'10. But he plays smaller and he's quick. You know what I mean? So, you know, that length is going to bother guys like Klay Thompson possibly and possibly bother Jordan Poole and stuff like that. And then Jaylen Brown, he's no slouch on the defensive side either. So I would say defensively, they match up better. Offensively, I would say the Heat match up better. And the reason I say that is because if you look at this series against Dallas, Dallas had no inside presence. They couldn't score the ball in the basket. They would drive down there sometimes and things like that, and they started going to the hole in the last couple of games. But no real presence besides Luka. And Luka's 6'7". But with Bam, you'd be able to put some pressure on Al Horford, maybe get some of those guys in foul trouble. So offensively, I think Miami would be better suited to face, you know, the Warriors to put pressure on their offense or on their defense. But defensively, I like the Celtics against the Warriors.
Yeah, and that's my take as well. Offensively, Miami will have more firepower to, you know, try to combat that juggernaut that is the Golden State Warriors. But defensively, Boston will have the better defense of the two teams to go up against. You know, it's really like pick your poison because Golden State has it on both ends of the floor. I mean, they got exceptional defense and they have hellacious blitzing offense. Right. So, you know, I mean, you got 3-4 guys that can go for 20 or more. You know, I mean,
and we was talking about that earlier, bro, and I just, you know what I mean? When you look at that team, man, you know, you got Steph, Clay, and Draymond, of course, but
Jordan
Poole.
Had
Jordan Poole, man, who could pull Wiggins. The trigger just like, I mean, he's looking like Steph sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The way he shoots that ball. So, you know, when you got guys like that on the team, man, it's just.
And then this is all without James Wiseman. Let's also add into the fact that we have Kevon Looney that's giving them big minutes and it is playing like he's playing out of his mind. And he's
and Looney has always seemed clumsy to me, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, like a fucking fawn. I don't know,
you know
fawn.
What I mean? He's always seemed, and I'm looking at him like, and I'm looking at the Mavericks like, what? Dwight Powell is athletic. He can jump out the gym and he can run the floor. And I'm looking at him like, what? Why is Kevon Looney killing you like this?
20-something boards, 25 rebounds, 28 rebounds, 22 rebounds. Like, damn.
What is going on?
And majority of those rebounds are offensive rebounds, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. With 13 to 15 offensive rebounds, like, those are second and third opportunities for assassins. I mean, Klay was on fire last night. He couldn't miss. Anytime Klay Thompson shoots like that, it's over. You're not winning unless you got a LeBron and a Kyrie. That's and they gotta be on fire and hitting as well.
Exactly.
But anytime Klay hitting like that, it's over.
It's over with.
You know what I'm saying? It's over. Only thing you can hope to do is for him to go cold. Now, if Klay played like that every game, and Steph, the scary part about it is Steph Curry only had 17 points last night.
Right.
He did not have a good game. He shot 7 of, like, I think he shot 7 of 17 from the floor.
Right.
Jesus Christ. And they took their foot off the gas pedal. Because they could have got worse. when they was up by 24 at one point and could have just and that's when they took Klay out the game and, you know, started getting the young boys Moody. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you got young boys like that coming in. You got young boys like Kuminga. Kuminga's gonna be a problem, bro. He's gonna be a problem.
He's 19.
He's gonna be a problem.
19. Jordan Poole is 22.
that's like the second coming of their nucleus.
Reloaded, bro.
Reloaded. You know what I'm saying? That's like the second coming of their nucleus. So they look, and this is again without James Wiseman. When James Wiseman come back and he's healthy, oh my God. And be able to run the floor, oh my God. Man, like Shannon Sharp said it. He is like, look, they're gonna be around for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time.
If they get them to stick around, they're gonna be around for a while, bro.
You know, a long time.
Talking about dynasty, that's what I said. It's like the second coming. You reload it, and now they about to have a whole new. It's one dynasty just bled into the other almost.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts. That's the truth. So that's the NBA news and notes. Heading over, switching gears, man. We got the fight this weekend. Gervonta Davis, man. And this is his last fight under Mayweather Promotions. Do you expect any funny business to go down in Vegas tonight, given the fact that this is the last for Gervonta? Under Mayweather, you know, under Mayweather Promotion.
Right. It's going to be it's hard to say what it's going to be. What it's going to be. I'm going with Gervonta. I think Gervonta is going to be able to beat Romero. It may be some funny business, man. It may be some weird stuff going on. I don't know. I just think he's going to be able to overcome it. I don't see anybody being on that level yet with him. And if he's focused, if he's focused on the task at hand, he should be able to dismantle this dude, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'm thinking Raleigh Romero. You know, he's going up against Tank Davis tonight. And it's confirmed that Davis does plan to leave Mayweather Promotions for whatever reason. But he is fighting Rolando Romero. People were saying that Rolando Romero is under Mayweather Promotions. I don't know how true that is. So, you know,
you saw they got into a little scuffle at the weigh-in, right?
And
brawl nearly erupted, and they say Gervonta kind of pushed him, and he fell off the stage.
Oh, Rolando! Oh yeah, Raleigh Romero is under Mayweather Promotions.
He is? Okay. Wow.
Yo, and he's 14-0.
Yeah. 14-0.
North. Ooh, and he was raised in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yo, look.
You Floyd ain't finna let Romero? Look.
Huh?
You leaning towards Romero?
Hell no. But no. But the thing is, Gervonta Davis can fall asleep in fights, and we have seen this time and time again where his corner is not being honest with him.
Yeah.
Where Floyd has to come to his corner and tell him, hey, you are behind on the scorecard.
Yeah.
So if he's behind on the scorecard come tomorrow night, do you think Floyd comes to his rescue to tell him that, hey, you're, and they're like, fuck you, nigga, you about to leave?
Not if he's leaving. No, not if he's leaving.
And remember, I always said the minute Gervonta Davis is an idiot, okay, folks? He's not a smart man by any sense of the imagination, okay? A lot of the things, Gervonta Davis' career would have been over long before, a while ago, but Floyd Mayweather and his connections saved him. And that's the honest to God truth. Now, the thing is, you know, and saved him from getting out of trouble. Because remember, he had slapped the young girl, Ari. He punched her, actually, when it was at the damn restaurant.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I'm saying? Punched her all upside the head a few times and everything like that. Any other boxer, you cooked.
Done.
So, Gervonta Davis wants to fight the big boys. He wants to fight Shakur Stevensons, and he want to fight those type cats.
Right.
I don't think he ready. And I think Floyd was protecting him from himself.
Floyd's helped his career out. I mean, there's no secret, man. He's really helped him. He's kind of guided him through this whole process. And it's going to be interesting to see without that voice in his ear, that Floyd Mayweather voice in his ear, how is he going to react in the fight? Because like you said, that corner is a problem. And it's always been a problem. His corner has always been a problem. You know what I mean? So, you know, to have this guy have to come to the ring and literally tell you, look, man, you down on points.
Yeah, you got to turn it up.
Game up here. You know what I mean? So if his corner could get it together, then I think he'll be fine. He'll be if he's focused. But you know, it remains to be seen, man. I think Romero poses a little bit of a threat, but I think he should be able to handle it. Okay. He should. If not, it's gonna be a lot of people getting paid money. Romero.
I just damn. Riley Romero. Woo! I'm telling you, I'm gonna be watching it. You know, the undercard don't seem too promising to me for those that, you know, I don't care to watch the undercard, even though I'm going to watch it because some of the funniest knockouts be happening during the undercard. I mean, some of them cats be getting, I mean, they be getting old Glass Jaw Joe from off the street in there just to get a dub in the column. You know what I'm saying? Like, get in there. You know what I'm saying? Dude ain't fought in forever or was a sparring partner and, you know, whatever. And he get in there and he get his ass whipped. Like, Jesus Christ, man. But, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm excited to see. I got a funny feeling I wouldn't necessarily say the fix. You know, I mean, you know, Javonte Davis is doing a lot of yapping, and notice you ain't heard Raleigh say not shit.
Yeah, he ain't saying much or nothing.
He ain't saying much, so I wonder could it be an upset in the making on the scorecards? I don't know. You know, could Javonte Davis go out there and knock him clean the fuck out?
And the armor, Anthony.
Yeah.
So, you know, whenever you have like the height and the arm length advantage, you know, there's a lot you can do in the fight game, you know, to kind of keep Javonte off of him.
Mm-hmm.
But will he do that, or will he let it become a slugfest where he's trying to box and throw haymakers with him? Which I don't think he can handle that. You know what I mean? But if he fights a smart fight, then he may be able to give Javonte some problem. Because you got to remember, Javonte is only 5'5". Bro.
Yeah, little
He's
guy.
A little dude. Little dude. So, and, we'll see. It's going to be fun to watch, though. I'll tell you that much.
Hey, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just... I just... Something in me ain't sitting well with this. With the... Something in me just ain't sitting well with this, man. You know what I'm saying? It just ain't. You know, it's not sitting right with me. You know, we got Eduardo Ramirez versus Luis Melendez. It's a couple more undercards here. But I don't know, man. You know, you got Lara versus O'Sullivan for the WBA middleweight title. Ramos versus Santa Maria, the super welterweight. You know,
Santa Maria had a good fight last time.
He did. And then you got Luis Arias versus Jimmy Williams, the super welterweight.
Right.
You know, so we got four undercards before the actual big fight. You know what I'm saying? So. It's going to go down tomorrow. It's going to go down. I'm going to be watching front and center. That's for damn sure. But, you know, hopefully we get some news on when the fight is going to happen between Spence and Crawford, because I will be at that fight in Vegas, or whether they have it in Dallas. I think, personally, they're going to have it in Vegas. There's too much money on the line not to have it in Vegas.
I think it's going to be in Vegas this time. I think it is.
It's too much money involved. You know,
Jerry Jones is going to try to make one to that last ditch effort.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. But, you know, the big fights always happen in Vegas.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the biggest of the big. Yeah.
We'll definitely see that one. But it is what it is. It's just I just got a feeling that if it come to them cards, Vegas is going with Floyd and whatever Floyd say. Vegas is going to side with Floyd, and given the fact that Javonte Davis ain't with Mayweather after this fight, he may get fucked if he leaves it to the cards. He may get fucked. So who knows? Rolly Romero may have something for his ass. Who knows? I want to know, why is Romero in this fight with only 14 professional fights? He's 14-0 and he's fighting Gervonta Davis. Davis, who has 10 more wins than Rolly Romero.
That's a big question. And, you know, he's got half the fights.
Half?
You know what I mean? 14. What is Gervonta? He's got 26 or 27?
24-0.
24-0. Okay. All right. Okay.
Let me check that. But I think it's 24-0.
24-0. Okay.
That's interesting. If I'm not mistaken, so.
No, he's got 26.
26.
26, so 24 knockouts. 24 knockouts.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Good
morning. It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be a good fight. I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
Boxing has been having some great fights lately, man.
Oh, yeah.
Back
definitely.
To back, it seems like.
What's up with Showtime wanting $75 for this damn fight? Y'all smoking dick.
Okay.
26-0 with 24 KOs and Rolando Rolly Romero 14-0 with 12 knockouts.
Yeah.
Mm.
He only 1 year younger. Man, he started late.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You know, Floyd behind that $75 though.
Hell, no doubt.
Gotta be behind that. You know. There's Money Mayweather all written on Money Team all over it.
I just
trying to get that money. I ain't mad at him though.
I'm just going off the fact that Davis damn near lost to Cruz if it wasn't for Floyd stepping in that fight. Woo! Look, folks, it's gonna go down.
Yeah.
It's going down. It's gonna go down. So. I don't know. I can't call it because, again, like I said, if it come down to the cards, I just think he's going to get screwed.
Romero said, I saw nervous energy coming from Tank. He's getting knocked out.
Okay, we'll see.
That's what Romero said.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's cool.
If he do knock him out, hey, damn. Like, Floyd must have known something because Floyd ain't fighting to keep him. He ain't fighting to keep him. You know, if he got to let a fighter do what a fighter going to do. So, we'll see. Let's see. NBA. Right. That's so much. So we covered the NBA. We covered boxing. We jump into the NFL. NFL news. Colin Kaepernick, after 6 years, has gotten a look from the Las Vegas Raiders. Still look the same as he did when he left. I don't understand what the whole holdup was for why he couldn't get a look. But, damn, how you feel about that?
I think it's just too late, man.
Yeah. Too much time has passed, you think?
You know what I mean? Like, it's cool, you know what I mean? But my whole thing with, you know, and a lot of people don't agree with me on is with Colin Kaepernick. It's like, you know, what was we waiting for the whole time? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get what you did, and I ain't got no problem with what you did. It was, you did it for the right cause, for the right reasons. And I'm cool with that. But, you know, I think he was pretty adamant about not wanting to be a backup quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, but now you're going to take that backup role. You know what I mean? And I just feel like if he had taken a backup role a couple years ago, then maybe he would have been able to, you know, supersede, you know, jump ahead of somebody and get a starting role at this point. You know, but now at the age of, what is it, 35 coming on? You know what I mean? I just feel like it's a little bit too late. I'm happy for him. If he gets a job, I'm all for it. If he, you know, if the Raiders sign him or somebody else signs him, I'm all for it. You know, because I like people getting their money and getting paid. But I just feel like I wish he had done it a little bit earlier. And then that way we could have actually seen him play. You know what I mean? The only way we'll see him actually really play is if, you know, he signs, he's a backup, and somebody gets hurt. You know what I mean? So, you know. But I would have liked to see him take this opportunity a little bit earlier. And I feel like he would have gotten a starting role if he had taken it a little bit, you know, a couple years ago.
Yeah. You know? I agree wholeheartedly with that one. Killer here, the shocker, and this is, I don't know if you want to call it sour grapes or, you know, or just spitting venom. You know what I'm saying? Females like to say throwing shade, but Jerry Jones says CeeDee Lamb is an upgrade over Amari Cooper as a number one receiver on record.
You don't agree?
Yeah, I agree, but damn, to come out and say that, just like, damn, that's how you
Jerry
feel?
Jones has never been one to hold his tongue, right?
True.
And I think the way he thinks is, shoot, if I let CeeDee know that I like him, he's my man, he's my guy, then he's going to perform for me. That's the way Jerry Jones treats his players. You know what I mean? He wants everybody to love him. He wants to be part of the family. He wants to be part of the guys. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. On the team. That's how Jerry Jones operates. So, you know, he comes out and says that about CeeDee Lamb.
Damn.
it's a tough pill to swallow, but I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, but you know, and all he doing. But see, to me, as a general manager and as an owner, this is very stupid, and I'm gonna tell you why. What is Amari Cooper getting paid?
$20 million.
$20 million, right?
Yeah.
And he's getting a mega deal. So, in about another year or two, you're gonna have to pay CeeDee Lamb. And if you're paying CeeDee Lamb is gonna want top wide receiver money. You just said that he's better than the last number one you paid. You get what I'm going here?
$20 million. Yeah,
yes. I get, so how stupid was that for him to say? Because this is his agent is gonna play this against him. Like, well, you said out your own mouth that he was better than the last guy that you just gave $20 million to.
Right.
So if he's better than him, then we want more than him. You can't give us a deal same as par. You can't give us we can't go par for course for the contract. You can't give us the same deal. We gonna want $21-22 million a year.
And that time to negotiate is gonna be this offseason coming up.
Exactly.
This is his third year. So if you want to extend him, the earlier you get an extension done, the more money you'll save.
Exactly.
If they wait until year five, they're really gonna be screwed up on that, right?
Exactly.
So They gotta move forward with it quick. One other thing that I just thought about too, to me that's kind of stupid on his part for saying this right now, is Jerry Jones has put some unneeded pressure, added pressure to his roster.
Yes.
Right? You got Dak Prescott. He's making a ton of money right now, right? So now when you're saying, hey, it's an upgrade, now the pressure is on Dak. You still need to perform at this level. You know what I mean? People were already like hating on Dak a little bit, right? So, $75 million. That's all you heard last year, all year. $75 million. He's not worth that. So you put some pressure on him, and then you also put pressure on CeeDee Lamb. What if he's not quite ready to take that step?
Facts.
You know, facts. What if, I mean, it's only his real third year. So what if he goes, what if it takes him, you know, some getting used to? Because let's be real, working opposite Amari Cooper is going to be much different than working as the number one.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We saw that with your boy in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
When AB left, his numbers drastically went down.
Juju
now, I'm
Smith
not saying
Schuster.
That's going to happen to CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
But it's a big difference than playing opposite a number one and playing as the number one, and now you're that guy. You're the focal point. You're the guy that everybody's trying to stop. It's a big difference.
Huge difference. And we'll see what happens. We'll see if CeeDee can take on that that added pressure and that expanded role, not being a slot guy because he wasn't number one, wasn't number two. All the pressure is going to be on CeeDee Lamb because he's not going to have Gallup over there on the other side now, because Gallup is still coming back from that torn ACL.
Right.
So, I mean, he still has what's the young man? He was number one for the Cowboys. I think they'll probably put him at the number two spot. I can't think of his name right now. He came from Boise State or something, but
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I forgot his name.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Drawing a blank here.
It's on the tip of my tongue, but anyhow, long story short, he'll be at the number two. So all the onus and pressure is going to be on CD to get open. Right. As the number one. So instead of you seeing the team's number two, number three, number four cornerback, you're going to be seeing going up against team's best. But I figure, hey, he going up against Diggs every day at practice. So.
Oh, that's who they got. They got a beast though, bro.
Oh, yeah. They did also pick up Jalen Tolbert.
Jalen Tolbert.
Yeah. Yeah. They also did pick up Jalen Tolbert.
That boy is nice. That kid is nice.
Yeah, they did pick up Jalen Tolbert. So we'll see. You know what I'm saying? We'll see. But that's what's going on in Big D. Other, you know, switching gears outside the Dallas Cowgirls. David Njoku signs a new four-year deal with the Browns. And then Jadeveon Clowney signed a deal to come back to the Cleveland Browns. Are they building something there in Cleveland that could possibly be worth mentioning? I mean, the fact that they got, you still have Baker Mayfield on the roster. But and then the league also finds out its fate with Deshaun Watson because they're concluding their investigation, which I don't think nothing is going to come of that. I probably think he'll get a 6-game suspension.
And,
do you feel it's too steep?
I got a problem with that, though. You know, he's already sat out a whole year.
Yes.
That's number one. Now this is, you know, I'm not saying whether he's guilty or innocent.
That's not our job,
right? What he did was stupid. It was a dumb, foolish act by a young kid that put himself, you know, let alone what you were accused of, but you frequenting random women on Instagram or Facebook or whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Right?
You frequenting random women.
Random thoughts.
You're possibly setting yourself up to be sabotaged. Possibly setting yourself up to be played
and taken advantage of.
To be killed, to be robbed, whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it was a foolish act that he did, that he was engaged in. I don't know, because I wasn't there, of course, if he's guilty or innocent of any of the accusations. But as of right now, none of them are criminal. None of them are going to be, you know, they're not going to file criminal suits on any of them. And the civil situations are all happening. So, you know, that being the case, how can you come down and pass down judgment on a guy who sat out for an entire year and then say, look, we're going to suspend you for what? For putting myself at risk?
Right.
Because I, you know, technically, according to the law,
I didn't do nothing illegal.
He didn't do anything illegal, right? Now, I'm not, ladies, I'm not saying that he didn't do it. All
right. Don't come at us with that.
I'm just saying, according to the law, nothing happened. So I take a look at my job and I'm like, okay, if somebody accuses me of something and nothing comes about of it, you know what I mean? It's not proven to be true. How could my job then come down on me and pass out a punishment?
Yeah.
So I, you know, I got a little bit of a problem. If the NFL comes and gives them a 6-game suspension, I got a little bit of an issue with that. You know?
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know if he's going to, you know, if he gets suspended, I don't know if he's going to get suspended or if not. However, what I do know is that he is a dynamic player when he gets on that field. And Baker Mayfield, no team wants him at that price that Cleveland is paying him right now. I think Cleveland will come to the point where they have to release him due to the fact that Baker Mayfield will not show up to camp. He's not showing up to practice. He won't show up to OTAs. It is what it is. But I do think that they are building something there in Cleveland that could be nice. Deshaun Watson does have some weapons there in Cleveland. You know, he got Peoples Jones and Amari Cooper over there. You know, he has some nice little weapons over there, man. You know what I'm saying? He definitely has some nice weapons there. And plus, they still got that 1-2 punch of Hunt and Chubb in the backfield. So, and then now, you know, David Njoku at tight end, new 4-year deal. The defense is, you know, decent. You know, right. So we'll see what they do. We'll see what they do. But it seems like the AFC North is going to belong to the Cincinnati Bengals for quite some time. So we'll see how that plays out. We'll definitely see how that plays out. Jumping from the Cleveland Browns to staying within that same division, Baltimore Ravens. Perfect example here. And people in Baltimore is starting to sweat wholeheartedly because Lamar Jackson is absent from OTAs and he hasn't gotten a new deal yet. Me personally, I think Lamar Jackson is playing this all the way to the tee. He's playing this very smart. And they, for whatever reason, I don't know what Baltimore issue is, but they do not want to pay him what they feel. I don't know if they want to pay him market value. I don't know what number that they're trying to come to. But Lamar Jackson is worth every penny. He's worth the price of admission. And then the fact that you've taken away his weapon. His only damn weapon. And Hollywood Brown.
On the outside.
Yeah. On the outside.
Yeah, Andrews, but that's a tight end. They always, they always give a black man a tight end.
And you take that away from him, and now you're like, oh, well, we banking on you to have a bad season so then we can get you at a good price. No. If I'm Lamar, I'm not playing this season until I get a new deal. Flat out. Because if I go out there and stink it up, then you're going to try to lowball me. So, no, I'm not doing it. Pay me what I'm worth, and I'll come to play. Until then.
What happens with the fines, then? Does he get fined? And does he accept that?
Fine all day.
Is it a bail situation?
Hey, you can fine all day. Do what you need be. I just know that I'm not coming back until I get that new contract. And when I get that new contract, you waive all them fees and now all them fines.
Lamar is cool for what he's doing, because I'm going to tell you like this. The Ravens got Lamar for a steal.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if you notice, he was drafted at the end of the first round.
Yes, sir.
He didn't get paid high, big money.
Yes, sir.
He didn't get big money. So they traded back into the first round and grabbed him just so that they could get a fifth-year contract. You know what I mean? A fifth year with that first-round pick. That's the only reason they did it. So Baltimore got him for a steal. He outperformed it. Went to the playoffs. Won an MVP. He's outperformed his contract. Clearly, right? And of those guys that got paid, he's the only one with the real hardware. You know, Dak got paid. He deserved it. I think he did.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Lamar's got the hardware. He's got the MVP. Yeah. You know, he's got a season MVP. You know, these guys that are, you know, nobody's splitting hairs. They're not going to split hairs in Buffalo with Josh Allen.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So why is Lamar getting this type of treatment? You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm not crapping on Baltimore because I think they're a good organization. But, you know, there's something that they don't like about Lamar, or they feel like, you know, they want him to, teams will set people up, man. You have a bad year and then, okay, we can get him.
Look what happened in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, Allen Robinson, they set him up to have a bad year.
Yeah, and that's he had facts. One, and, you know, yeah. It happens. So, you know, you're looking at that situation. I think Lamar would, you know, man, it's hard for me to say just sit out the whole year. But then again, man, you know, I hate playing on a one-year contract, because anything can happen, bro. First game of the season, you know what I mean? He could twist that ankle and or whatever, you know, blow it out, whatever. And now your money's really impacted, you know what I mean? And we've seen it time and time again. We've seen the same thing happen over and over again. So Baltimore would do well to go ahead and try to get a deal done. They're mad. I know they're mad at Cleveland, because that's the bar, man. That's the expectation now. Lamar got that MVP, not Deshaun. Even though Deshaun is who he is, Lamar has got the hardware. You see what I'm saying? So it's hard for me as a player to sit back and say, yeah, I'll take less than this guy, even though I got the hardware and he don't. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And you hate, like you said, you hate to be that guy, but Lamar Jackson's gonna, I mean, in order for him to get paid, he's gonna have to put his foot down. Because, Lord, you don't want a Dak Prescott situation. You go out and season in the injury, and then you get hurt. Then what? You know?
They won't. Yeah, you don't want that.
It's a tough situation. That's a tough pill to swallow, and that's a tough situation. So, it is what it is, you know?
They better do something, though. If I was him, I wouldn't play either. I would say, hey, give me my deal.
Yeah.
Give me a deal. Before I step foot on the field, I need a deal. Especially if you if they call running plays for him, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean.
So. You know.
That's the offense.
Yeah.
For me to run, he done ran for 1,000 yards, what, the last two seasons?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So. One of the things that we wanted to get into, it was real pressing and hot this week. Yankees Josh Donaldson statement or comment, comment that he made to Tim Anderson by calling him Jackie. And when they refer it to as Jackie Robinson. Mm-hmm. Because Tim Anderson himself said that he's the Jackie Robinson of today's modern era.
Right.
And for some reason, they spun this. I didn't see a problem with it, you know, because Tim Anderson, you know, wasn't doing the best at the time. And then Josh Donaldson called him. He was like, okay, good job, Jackie. You know, and they're spinning this as a racial issue.
Yeah.
Why? Because I don't see what the problem was. Am I missing something?
We live in an era, bro. We live in an era right now. And this is the times. This is what I see happening all around. Where there's fake outrage about certain things.
Yes.
And this was an opportunity for some people to act like they're for black people. That's what I think. This was an opportunity for people to act like, hey, I'm for black people. Let me put on a show. And let me say, you know, hey, we can't have this. We can't stand for it. This is an outrage, blah, blah, blah. So it's a lot of fake outrage, in my opinion. Now, maybe some people are, you know, really believe that. But to me, I believe that they should go to black people and ask them what, you know, did you take offense to that?
I sure in the hell didn't. Like,
most of the people that I know did.
Yeah.
Now, there may be some that do. You know what I mean? I do take offense to it, but you know, he said it as a you know, it was about poking, talking a little bit of trash, right? So I don't see how you spin that into it being negative or being racial. But they did it, and Major League Baseball gave him a one game suspension. Now, did that? I know he was going to appeal it, but was it upheld or not? I don't know.
Yeah, it was upheld. I don't think that warranted a game suspension, in my personal honest opinion.
No,
but,
I don't think so,
you know,
either.
Whatever. I mean,
that's the era we live in, bro. Like you got.
Why would
that
Tim? My thing is, why would Tim Anderson spin it that way? I viewed that as disrespectful. No, you said you was Jackie Robinson. You went out there and whiffed, and he clowned you. Yeah. What was racial about that? That's like me saying, oh, yeah, I'm Jordan, baby, and I'm out there bricking up a damn storm. And somebody say, yeah, good job, Jordan. Oh, I viewed that as racial.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't,
what?
You can't embody Jackie Robinson in that type of situation. And to me, what makes it worse, because I'm looking at Tim Anderson like, why would you spin it like that? Jackie Robinson really had to deal with some legit bullcrap. You feel me? Like, he had to deal with nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, coming from the stands,
nigger,
get off the field,
ER,
man,
nigger,
you know, monkey,
spit,
you know, all kinds of
all
stuff.
Kind
yeah,
bananas
with the hard ER, nigger.
Yeah, the hard ER, nigger.
For me, for somebody to kind of make this situation about him in that regard, to me, that's man, that's a reach, bro. I didn't like that. I didn't think it was cool. And I know a lot of baseball people, and I know some people that follow the, you know, White Sox, and you know, some good dudes, man. Shout out to King Mac and some of those guys. You know, I spoke to him about it, and he's like, man, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I don't, you know,
me either.
It wasn't that big of a deal to me, and I'm like, me either. I don't understand, you know, where it came from. And then you have just these people that are piling on, you know, and it's like, man, that's not even what y'all know what he meant. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That wasn't
just reverse it. Like, what if Luka came out and, you know, people call him Baby Bird, right?
Right.
What if Luka was like, yeah, I'm Baby Bird. You know what I mean? I'm the closest thing to Larry Bird, Larry Legend, Larry.
Right, right.
And then somebody said, all right, Larry. Is it different? I mean,
all right, Larry Legend.
Yeah.
Good, you know, just like after they got put out yesterday. Good job, Larry Legend. I mean, what? I don't get it, man. Like, this society is so damn sensitive, bro. And Tim Anderson, of all people, he wants to talk the most shit.
That's what a lot of people didn't like. He talks trash on the baseball diamond,
right,
all day, every day. So, you know, I didn't think it was that big of a deal, man. I didn't even think he would get a suspension. When the suspension came down, I was like, whoa, I was in shock. I didn't think it would come to that.
Crying damn shame. It's all good, though. Whatever.
That's what they do.
Yeah, that's what they do. So, moving on into the segment that everybody loves.
The Booty! Oh!
This is where we give the bootiest of the booty a box of booty-os to individuals who were booty this week to ensure that they will not be booty moving forward. I still got to give my first upcoming box to Joel Embiid. You deserve a box of
the booty!
During Miami's loss or shellacking to the Boston Celtics in Game 5, Joel Embiid tweets out, looks like Miami needs another star. What the fuck? Really? So are you, and this is insinuating. He's insinuating like, I could go to Miami. I could take off and go to Miami. Which is a strong possibility, because if I'm Joel Embiid and I'm in this situation right now, if you re-sign James Harden to a max, you have no inclination on winning. None whatsoever. Daryl Morey. You have no serious efforts in winning, because there's no way you saw that shit that we saw out there on the court and you bringing James Harden back on a max deal. He's not the same player. So if I'm Joel Embiid and I'm looking at this, I'm looking like, man, I'm getting the fuck up out of here. But at the same time, you will be pulling a Kevin Durant, and if you can't beat him, join him. So that was mad weak. And at this point in time, given the fact that you turned up ass in Game 7 against the Miami, was it the Miami Heat? Yeah.
No. Yeah, was it the Heat? Yeah.
You turned up ass. Did that go game? No, it was Game 6. You turned up ass in Game 6. You were 7 of 27 from the field. Finished with 20 points. And now you want to go.
It was the Celtics, right?
Join them.
Was it Boston? I thought it was Boston they played.
Was it Boston? I thought it was Miami
I think it was Boston.
Okay. No. Boston had put out Giannis and the Celtics.
Oh, yeah. I'm tripping, man.
I mean, Bucks, the round before. Yeah. So it was Miami, and they lost to them in 6 games. So you want to turn up and be – and now you talk about possibly going to South Beach and joining the Miami Heat. So that's why you got a box, flat out. That was weak. That was weak.
I'm going to give him – He got a box from you. He getting a box from me, too.
The booty! Oh!
He getting a box from me, too. Joel, man, I hate to pile on, but I have to. You know, didn't he put a tweet out earlier? What was that tweet that he put out earlier before that one? About the, you know, he put another tweet out talking about somebody that choked.
Oh, yeah. That was an ultimate choke job. Talking about Miami again.
Yeah, choke job, right?
Talking about Miami again.
And I'm like, bro, you just lost to him. You folded up 10. in game 5 and 6.
Yes, sir.
And then you got the nerve to talk about choke job. You know, what are you talking about here? You know what I mean? So I get you like to troll people and things like that. So I tag him. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna troll you then. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm gonna do. Joel, man, you sometimes you should just shut up, bro, because it just don't even make sense. Some of the stuff you say and do, it doesn't make sense. It's stupid. It sounds dumb. You're making a fool out of yourself right now. You know, just stop.
Flat out. My next box of the booty-os goes to, and I'm sorry, folks, but I got to do it, man. I got to call a spade a spade, you know, and it's kind of like a kid crying, the boy who cried wolf, right? Tim Anderson, you get a box, man.
The booty! Oh!
We discussed ad nauseum of how much shit you talk during the season at the plate, out there, out in the field. Don't get me wrong, you're a hell of a ball player. Hell of a baseball player. But you can't sit here and play the dozens and then get mad when somebody plays the dozens on you. It just ain't gonna work, bruh. That's absolutely wrong. That's absolutely wrong. So, you know, and then you turn around and you play the race card on top of that. So, whatever. That's why you got a box.
Get a box. Nice one. My next box is going to... We're going to step into the world of football once again. We're going to give a box of the bootiest of the booty holes to Kyler Murray.
The booty!
Oh! Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, yeah. Kyler, you get one, man, because you, once again, are talking about holding out. Not going. He's not going to be present at OTAs. Wants a new contract. He's under contract for this year and next year. This is his fourth year he's going into. Now, he wants a contract right now, immediately. They have all season to do this, and they have all next offseason to do this, to extend him if they want to, right? You're not on a franchise tag, but he wants his deal now. So, to me, Kyler Murray, you get this box because what have you done? You know what I'm saying? We talked about Lamar Jackson. We said he's got hardware. He got hardware. You get to the playoffs and you fold it up. That's what happens. You can't stay healthy. Your seasons are mediocrity. You know what I'm saying? And it's because you can't stay healthy. So, you know, when you're on the field, you can do a decent job. You do, you know, you play well. But how long is that going to hold up in the NFL? You know? And to me, you know, you saying that I'm not showing up, or I want this, I want that, and blah, blah, blah. You know, his agent putting out statements, he's putting out statements. All of this stuff that's been going on, you sound like a diva. And your teammates, from what I understand, don't really
respect him anyway. His
presence.
Yeah.
Exactly. They don't like him anyway. So, you know, you get a box of that because instead of ingratiating yourself to the team, to your teammates, so that maybe they'll go to bat for you too behind closed doors, you've alienated them, and now you're on an island by yourself, you know, doing whatever it is you do.
Flat out. Hey, my next box of the booty-os and my last and final box goes to none other than Chris Sims. You deserve a huge heaping box of
the booty.
You have Daniel Jones over Justin Fields for whatever reason. I don't know what your axe to grind is with Justin Fields, but it needs to stop. All right. I don't know what your issue is with him. I don't know if Justin Fields boned your girl, wife, whatever, or your wife said he was sexy or something. I don't know what it is, bro. But it just seems like you have some pointed hate towards a young man who's done nothing to you. At all. And you put Daniel Jones, who's in his fifth year, over a quarterback who played one season under dysfunction and a non-NFL head coach. Come on, man. How does that sound? Everybody knows that's crazy as hell. I don't know where you're getting this narrative from. I don't know where you're pushing it, but that's some bullshit. And I'm just going to say, I'll call a spade. It is what it is. So, fuck you.
Straight up. I'm going to give out my last box, and this last box is going to go to a, once again, we're in the football field. You know what I mean? We're on the football field. And it's going to go to a division. You know, I'm a Bears fan, so, you know, I follow this other team that's up north from us, right? The Green Bay Packers. This box goes to Aaron Rodgers.
The booty! Oh!
Aaron Rodgers is sitting out OTAs because he doesn't need the work. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. No problems with that. The problem that I do have is that he's a liar.
Facts.
And we've come to see this from Aaron Rodgers time and time again, right?
Facts.
Now, you know, with the whole COVID situation, he lied about being vaccinated. He, you know, led people to believe that he wasn't, that he was vaccinated when he really wasn't. He lied about it again, kept lying about it. But what he's getting this box for right now is the fact that he lied and said that when he signed his contract, he thought Davante Adams was going to sign back with Green Bay. And to me, how could you do that when you took $150 million? You knew they were in salary cap hell. You took that contract and you act like you thought Davante Adams was going to be there when you hadn't spoke to Davante Adams about it. And Davante Adams confirmed that. So you get a pile of that because, look, bro, stop lying, number one. And number two, just accept the fact that you are who you are. You're a jerk. Straight up. If you're a jerk, just be a jerk. That's one thing that I could always respect about Jordan. People didn't like him. He was mean. He was, you know, this, that, and the third. Kobe even. He was mean. He talked trash. He did this, that, and the third. But they are who they are, and they didn't apologize for it, and they didn't lie about it. Stop lying about who you are, bro. Just be who you are. You know, be that jerk that we all know you to be. Your family knows it. Everybody does. Just accept it, bro.
Facts. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, that's funny. Funny Aaron Rodgers. I don't like his ass either. I hope we go ahead and put the boots to him this year.
I hope so.
But make sure y'all rock with us on the Big and Bright Show, man. Dan, give them your at.
At Dan Goodwin III. Check me out.
You know, mine's is at Nostradamus1 on Twitter. Make sure y'all rock with us at The Big and Bright Show on Twitter. I would say follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, but, you know, we do have the Facebook and Instagram posts. I just forgot the damn password to them. So, but anyway, if y'all rock with us,
we're going to figure that all out.
Make sure y'all rock with us. You know, hopefully we made your day a little bit bigger and a little bit brighter. With that said, go ahead and lead us out, Deuce and Summer.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.